response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lori Madden, and here are today's top local stories. The city officially closes the door for good on a Rikers facility.
The sixth floor of the North Infirmary building houses a series of dorm rooms, 30 to a room, small common areas. In one corner, a holding cell.
And they do not serve the type of public safety system that we can build and are building in New York City.
That's Dana Kaplan, the mayor's close Rikers czar, explaining that some of those housed here will be sent to the new Bellevue facility. They'll expand beds in other hospitals. It's the next step in shutting down Rikers for good.
These heavy keys that are getting turned over.
The city's administrative agency will decide the next use for the structure. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Police in Paramus have launched a bias investigation after a troubling find in a yearbook.
No one noticed the baby picture of Hitler in the Eastbrook Middle School yearbook until kids were exchanging signings. Paramus Mayor Chris DiPiazza.
I know they collected the yearbooks from the students, and they have not solidified a date, but they will reprint the yearbooks.
He says while it's upsetting,
one bad apple does not represent the borough.
The principal says even if the picture submitted by an eighth grader was not recognized right away, its publication is a severe breach of their values. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
We had a bear spray incident in Manhattan today. A financial district hotel had to be evacuated this morning after someone sprayed bear spray at another person. Authorities say the two were involved in a fight. It happened at the DoubleTree by Hilton on Stone Street. We don't have any reports of serious injuries, but EMS says it evaluated several people who came into contact with the bear spray. No arrests have been announced. The nation's highest court turns away President Trump's bid to throw out a case.
The Supreme Court is rejecting President Trump's push to toss a $5 million verdict against him in a sexual abuse case. A jury found Trump sexually abused writer E. Jean Carroll in New York during the mid-90s and later defamed her. He's denied it.
I have no idea who this woman is.
And his lawyers argued the trial judge should not have allowed testimony from two other women who accused Trump of sexual abuse decades ago. The Supreme Court has declined to take up the case, a decision that comes about 2 years after it granted Trump broad immunity from criminal prosecution. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The NJT fare hikes go into effect Wednesday, but some commuters are trying to put the brakes on the plan.
The big question is, does NJ Transit need to have a public hearing before every time the fare goes up? They say no, because these fare hikes, 3% every year, were approved 2 years ago, and they had hearings then. Commuter Adam Reich has a petition with over 600 signatures calling for hearings now, and says not having one would violate the law.
What the agency is doing, if nothing else, is making a policy decision. It certainly could hold public hearings for riders each and every year, but it has chosen not to do so.
NJT CEO Chris Kalluri.
It is up to the board to decide if they ever want to change the policy on fares.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Avenue B along Tompkins Square Park in the East Village is getting a facelift. The DOT says a three-block stretch between East 7th and 10th Streets will be getting pedestrian and cyclist improvements. The area already functions as an open street between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m., but the two-way traffic at other times will become one-way, northbound only. There's been a second drone incident involving a plane in our area, this time at JFK.
JetBlue Flight 948 from Las Vegas was near the end of a five-hour trip and about 12 miles away from landing at New York's Kennedy Airport when the crew radioed the tower.
We collided with a drone back there in the turn.
You said you collided?
Yep, it hit us right above the cockpit.
The audio from ATC.com. The Airbus A321 landed without incident. Flying a drone above 400 feet without a waiver can bring a heavy fine or jail time. Flight 948 was at 3,000 feet. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
This incident comes just days after pilots of a United Airlines flight coming in for landing at Newark said they were nearly hit by a drone. That situation, that incident is under investigation by the FAA as well. Authorities in the Bronx have just announced a gang takedown.
Police say this wasn't just one shooting. Bronx DA Clark says 18 teenagers and a 28-year-old are charged in connection with more than a dozen shootings in Morrisania. She says the alleged gang members did it to prove themselves.
These defendants were 14 through 17-year-old boys who were urged on by men to elevate themselves in the gangs by committing attempted murders and assault.
Police say four innocent people were hurt during these crimes.
This plan, combined with thorough investigations, strong casework, and dedicated prosecutors not only holds criminals accountable, but it also keeps New Yorkers safe.
The NYPD says the goal is to hold the people responsible accountable and stop the violence before more people get hurt. Shanice Archer, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Concourse Village.
Mayor Mamdani was on hand today for the opening of the city's first public health vending machines on Staten Island. They were funded with money allocated from opioid settlements. The machines will provide free health and overdose prevention supplies, including naloxone and fentanyl test strips. The two machines are located outside Community Health Action of Staten Island and A Chance in Life. Staten Island had some of the highest numbers of overdoses in the five boroughs in 2023, but those numbers have dropped significantly since then. It's a God I need, a broken heart. Jennifer Hudson during the star-studded service today for music industry titan Clive Davis, who died last week at 94. Davis helped shape the careers of some of the biggest names in popular music, including Bruce Springsteen.
I tentatively strummed my guitar. I think I played him growing up in Saint in the City. Songs that would end up predominantly placed on my first album. And when I finished, Clive, smiling, simply said, "Welcome to Columbia Records."
Springsteen said Davis was born to run everything. Barry Manilow, Dionne Warwick, Ja Rule, and Stevie Wonder were also on hand today.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.